Greetings, my mystics. Praises be to the Most High. Now, y'all know I have to come back on. Juicy. I done told y'all what I have going on, what's on board, what's coming, what you need to be looking for next. But I did not know and I did not expect this being to dropping my lap this evening. So I may not post it when I want to, but let me tell you, now that I got her here, she ain't slipping. This evening I have someone very, 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 very special. I literally landed in my lap about 5 years ago, and then I now have the honor of dealing with her on a different magnitude, of healing her on a different magnitude. And it's definitely a humbling experience, because you see a man, but you don't know what the fuck a man's going through. So if I had allowed judgments or anything else to play that part, then this woman probably would not have trusted me to take her on this journey, as we two learn together as I work on healing her. Now listen, I ain't got no questions written down here, and I don't know which direction or how, who, what we gonna come in. She could tell you I ain't got no questions in front of me, because I'm an organic motherfucker. But what I do want to do is I'm gonna respect who she is, and definitely not gonna go into calling up names. But you know, she has an alter ego, ever so present, Miss Simone. So this evening I'm going to call her Miss Simone, and you will refer to her as Miss Simone each time you think about going back to this, or just, you know, taking what you need to take from this. It's rather interesting. Okay. Woo! So let me tell y'all, Miss Simone landed on me about 5 years ago. Five, six years ago. And we definitely built a bond. And then, you know, mama, I get little snip offs sometimes, and when that happens. But there's one thing for sure. It doesn't matter how long it takes for someone to study how I do what I do. It's only until they're comfortable, completely comfortable, that they'll come and present themselves to me. So I have to give her thanks for, one, taking her time to study who the hell I am before even approaching me with what she has going on. This woman has amazing children. You know, I realize I use that word amazing a lot. I'm going to have to find a new word. Dictionary, please. Okay. She was able to forgive. She was able to find a way to be better, knowing that this was just what was served to her. I'm going to introduce Miss Simone right now. And we're going to literally fucking dive in, because she is my first, my very first study into this HIV AIDS world. And I am just so, like, I don't know how to explain it, because I asked God for this a year ago. You know, I literally sat and said, God, this is who I need. And the Most High sent it. You know what I mean? And it branched off to me having herpes clients. And then it's just also just an ever-going ball, because I am determined to heal her. So, Miss Simone, greetings.
Greetings.
How are you? Don't be nervous. Girl, only if you drank, but she don't drink no more. Because I made her stop drinking along with other people without even knowing what was going on, giving thanks. I know you may be a little nervous, but don't worry. They can't see you. They're about to get to know you. Okay, this just may be a part of healing for you as well. To just be a voice and not a face, you know. For many reasons, I chose to do voice only podcasts, and a lot of time people are like, "Why? You have the look." I don't want to have the look. I want to have the feeling. I want you to sit and listen to what I have to say. But if you're looking at me, you may get caught up with all this gorgeousness. I get it. But I like just the voice. There are a lot of people out there that needs to hear your story. because I don't think any of us ever truly asked for a lot of things that we've been served in this fucking universe. And I don't think after you having your children, you know, or during, you know, as we dive in, but I don't think you said, hey, I'm signing up for this. So if at any point during this little conversation, there's something you're not comfortable with speaking about right now, we definitely can move right the F on. That's exactly why I didn't write anything down, because it's just the feeling. You know, the feeding may take a little while, and you may be like, when we doing the next podcast? Because they got to find out this is what's going on. So whatever you're comfortable with, we work with that. Okay. That's cool?
That's cool.
Okay. All right. So, whoo, I know. How did you find out that you contracted HIV?
I was about 4 months pregnant with one of my children, and I went and did a routine test. Not that I was sick, just a routine test while I was pregnant. And they called me and said, you need to come in with your husband. And I said, okay. Thinking nothing of it, you know. I went in with my husband and they said, sit down, we need to speak to you first. And then they said it. Sorry, but one of the blood work came out that you're HIV positive. And I was like, what is that? I had no clue. So when they broke it down to me, I think that day I was in shock. I was like, okay. And I remember the doctor said, are you understanding what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, you're saying I'm sick. But do you know what you're sick with? And I said, I think I have an idea, but I'm not sure. So I really didn't have no idea. And she said, do you want your husband to come in? I said, I would think so, because I would like to know how did I get this, you know? And at the time I think I was 23.
And how old are you now?
49.
Okay.
And I was with my husband from I was 16. Mm. So the big question was where, when, how? When he was the only man that I was with from 16. And we had kids prior to that. So the only question I asked that day was, is my baby okay? And she said, you don't even want to know if you're okay? You're going to be okay? I said, I'm okay if my baby's okay. And she said, your baby will be okay. There's research is out and medications are out. And you just have to be willing to live. And I said, what do you mean? And, you know, the doctor said, a lot of people that get this diagnosis don't want to live. And I said, not living is not an option for me. Living is an option for me because I have children. And if it's not for myself, I have to live for my children. That was my aim, my goal from 17 years old when I had my first child. So leaving this earth was not an option. Giving up was not an option. Fighting was my only option. And that's what I knew. And that was the day I found out.
Did that affect your child in any way?
No.
No. Okay. And how does that work? Typically, they would have what? A C-section, correct?
I didn't have a C-section.
But then they would have to test the children up until a particular age.
They tested, I think it was the embryo, something like that. They did multiple tests. Because at that time, everything was kind of fresh.
Okay.
That was 94.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So it wasn't really hot off the press yet. It's still, we're not too certain, but we're going to play with this kind of. So let me ask you this. What the fuck did your husband say? I mean, here I am sitting in the doctor's office when I know the only man I've ever been with is about to come into this room and then probably begin to lie, even though he may have genuinely known that you're not even gonna, you don't even flex like that. What the fuck did he say? How did you react to him in that moment? How did you choose to live with him after that point?
I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, my heart was just racing, and I asked him to come in, and right away he had that look on his face like, oh wow, I got caught.
Oh shit.
And you know, I was young, I was naive, I didn't recognize that look. It was later on. But to step back to that day, he came in, he sat down, and I remember the doctor said, you knew, didn't you? And he said, no, what are you talking about? And he got up, he didn't even finish to listen, and I said thank you, and I walked behind him. He went in the car, and because he had the kids outside, and the oldest one was in the waiting area waiting with the kids while he came into the room.
Correct.
And you know, the waiting area back then, it's like multiple nurses and stuff like that, so it was a play area. We got in the car, and I told him what it was, and he was like, that's impossible for you to be sick. And then he stepped on the gas. And when he stepped on the gas, it was like 100 miles per hour. And I was like, yo, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm not bringing a child sick into this world. So we had our children in the back and pregnant with the next child, and just found out, you know, I'm positive. I don't know how long ago he found out. But he wasn't releasing his foot off of the gas. So I had to like literally start punching him. Like, I don't care about us, but there's innocent lives in here that have to come on this earth, that's already on this earth. Our life is over with, but they're innocent.
So you felt like your life was just done?
I really, to be honest, I didn't know what to think that day. I just knew I had to do what I had to do to survive. And I somehow like turned the steering wheel, and turning the steering wheel, it locked. And I used my elbow and elbowed him in his face. And I said, never you do that again. You're not God to take their life.
Amen.
I said, you might have took my life, but you're not taking my kid's life. And we never spoke about it after that. When we reached where we lived, you know, I'd found out my pressure was like 2 and change, you know, and it was high. So I know I could easily have a stroke, and I'm pregnant. And he turned and looked at me. Oh, it must be your fault because you're too calm. And I said,
wow,
how am I supposed to react? Am I supposed to argue with you? Am I supposed to fight with you?
Because now you have it, and it's just not going anywhere.
And I said, this is not a blame game. I don't know where this is coming from. I've been with you from I was 16.
It's okay. It's okay.
Wow, I didn't know this would mess with me like this.
It's okay.
So I said, I don't know about you, but I have to fight for my kids.
There you go.
And I didn't stop fighting ever since then.
I mean, you're still living, right?
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. For sure. How did you tell your children?
That is an interesting thing. I didn't. Every year, I got them tested, and they were all negative. Every year, up until they reach 18 years old, I run blood work. Every single one of them, when I'm bringing them to the doctors, and even when they reach 18 and they're like on their own.
So you've never told them?
I didn't tell them at that time.
At that time, okay.
It was one day, I realized they were like interested in boys, you know? And one of them, I don't remember which one, stayed out late. And it was with a boy. And I think all my fears came back into one of trusting someone.
With your daughter?
No, it was like me trusting your dad. Me trusting someone and sit down and then this happened. And that was what I was scared of, them going into that. So I told them, I sat down and I told them and I said,
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I got a little one and, you know how that goes.
I told him, I don't even know. I was like, I got raped. That's what I said. Because I couldn't let them look at their dad a certain way.
Why not?
I just wanted to protect them in every way. Not to, they love their dad. They they think their dad was the best person on this earth, and I didn't want to take that away from them.
But he took away a big part of you. He knew that, well, he probably didn't know he would pass, you know, transition, but he definitely knew that. Do you ever think that was a selfish act?
Very much. Okay. Very much, because
him saying this is where she's gonna just be at. Did that ever cross your mind?
What was the question?
Like, if did it just seem like, listen, this is where she's gonna stay forever with me type of shit? Was it?
Well, it actually went to that, and I don't know if it's out of anger, but he became abusive. And I don't know if he felt I wouldn't go anywhere because we had kids. So many things behind it. I didn't have any, the supportive family, I didn't have anywhere. The stigma was so high. All of these things rushed through my head while I stayed for so long in an abusive relationship. Because where are you gonna go? How do you explain to someone that you're sick? And you see from how...
But you're not sick, though.
I mean, I was tested positive, so...
Yeah, but sick... I when I hear you say sick, I would feel like I'd probably be talking to you on your hospital bed.
Yeah, well, that's a different...
You know?
That's a... And that's been parts of my life where... You know,
you've had to be in hospital.
I had to go in the hospital a few times because my immune system fell and I didn't know, and I end up with shingles.
What does shingles feel like?
Oh my God, it's the most painful. It's like someone taking a knife and stabbing you constantly.
In the same spot.
In the same spot. And then if you go take a shower, it's like the water is like acid.
Oh my God.
So that's how painful it is. And you can't. It can actually kill you as an adult, because I was in the hospital for 2 weeks once. And
so it's just to break out on the skin.
Yeah. And then you have to actually be isolated from your family. Mm. So, you know, there's a thing, you could give them chicken pox.
Right. This is a fact. I've never caught chicken pox, thank you God. But this is a fact.
Well, my sister never caught chicken pox, and she was pregnant, and she caught chicken pox from me having the shingles, and she was taking care of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And even that depleted me a lot, because she ended up losing the baby for that reason. And it's so many things for someone to be strong about and dealing with your immune system breaking at each point. And you figuring out, what can you eat? What can you drink? What can you take? You know, other from medication that they give you that deteriorates your organs. These organs that you need, you know, so.
That's where I popped in. But.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. You know, it's. But you stayed with him for a bit. And you know what? And I say this because it's true. When a woman stays in a particular ship that she doesn't want to be in, it's because she just has, like you said, nowhere else to go. Because if she had an option, I know that probably wouldn't have been it.
It wouldn't have been. I would have left. Know?
I think it's dope that you didn't want to fuck up their whole mind, because guess what? Truth be told, your kids love their dads or their moms, and you have to be very, you know, careful, you know, with those type of, you know, conversations too, because sometimes they just may not be ready for that.
Yeah, they weren't. They were too young. And I feel no matter how mad you are, you have to be mindful of the mental state that your children are in. Your battles between your spouse, and no matter how much turmoil you're going through, how much, you know, damage that your spouse, male or female, give, the kids shouldn't have to be a part of it if not necessary. But what we did was, what I did was, make sure there was precautions at all times. We didn't drink from the same cup, not that you catch it like that, but just
over, to be careful.
Over, you know, I always say prevention is better than cure.
I mean, and you know what? It's so crazy, because I noticed that about you, but I never thought anything of it. You get what I'm saying? I noticed. I'm like, hold up. She don't ever share. She has her own water. But for me, I'm like, hey, I know I'm particular with my shit too, so yeah. I'm not just going to be spit swapping around this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I paid attention to it. So when you said to me, hey, you want to talk to me, was I'm like, this makes sense. You know, and you know, definitely respect that though, because, you know, nobody gave you a choice in this. You know, so you now have the choice where you can say, no, just give me this and I'm okay. You know, so totally, you know, have to respect that, because, man, you know, just the darndest things have happened. You know, but how was your relationship with him after that? I mean, because he has transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
And at any given moment, have you ever talked to him on the other side just saying, hey, you know, I mean, I see you trucking with it. You've had it for, you know, so, and even though we come in and we're here healing your liver and all those little hairline cracks that they, you know, want you to normalize in these pains, then you go in and then you say, well, something else may be compromised, you know. So after dealing with him on that level, have you ever had extended conversations, and, you know, how has that molded you into how you're being right now?
Extended conversation with him?
Yeah.
When he was alive?
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about it. We had separated, and he went to live in a different state. And then one day he came back and held me down and said, I pray to God none of my kids hear this. But he's like, you're my wife. You have to sleep with me. And I'm entitled to be with you. And I'm like, no. And I fought him tooth and nail, because I know I didn't want to be back with him after finding out that. And the one time we back together, that one time he took it, I got pregnant with the last one. And it's crazy, like, he left after that and went back to the state that he was living in with another woman.
So it was all intentional.
So, I don't
Did he ever become honest with any other woman after that?
I don't know. Oh, I just know when I got sick when I had her because I lost a lot of blood, and I was telling him to come because I had to get like 4 transfusions. Mm. And I said, come, I need help. And I remember my immune system had dropped so low. It was like at the brink of becoming AIDS. That's how low it went. I went to 115 pounds. You see the weight I am now. So just imagine having a baby and going to 115 pounds. So what happened is the medication that they gave me to stop the bleeding from having her, the last one, and the complications, and the medication to make sure this disease does not progress was making me not keeping anything down. So I asked him to come, and his comment to me was, you should have had an abortion. It was nothing new to my ears, because he always said that.
So you were just what, the dump, and he was just gonna,
I don't know, he just always said
into you, because
you could have an abortion, you don't have to keep the child. And then after,
so he's just okay with having free range sex clearly with people, because those who are okay with abortions,
I guess another woman would probably run and go do it, but I didn't believe in abortion.
Okay.
And I've always, it wasn't a religious thing, it was just, I just didn't believe in it. You know, I believe life should be here. Mm-hmm. And even though I knew it was a risk, I also have such a faith that everything was going to be okay, that I didn't think about, okay, well, my child, you know, because I don't, faith and fear cannot be in the same vessel. So I've always known I'm a fighter. I've always known I'm going to do everything, if it's my last breath, to make sure my child is okay. And that's what I did. And I'm glad I did that, because all of my
She's kids, a real fighter too now.
All my kids are okay. All of my kids are good.
Yeah, she surely is a fighter. Hey, she fought coming in, and she says, I'm not going to stop at this point. And there's like absolutely nothing wrong with that. Oh, so he was still cocky with his shit. How has that affected, how does that affect your daily mindset? Do you, like every rising, do you just tell yourself, listen, I know this is what's going on, and we're just about to just take on this day for what it is? How long did it even take for you to get to that point? You know, how long did you, have you forgiven him?
Yes.
You forgave him.
I forgave him. I had to, because I learned this from my grandfather. He forgave his wife for doing him the most injustice. And I took that on. I emulate a lot from people that I respect. So I had to forgive him to be free, because I learned this lesson as a young age, that you cannot hold on to anger and hate, because that's you becoming a prisoner, and then that's what the devil wants. The devil wants to control you, and I will not let him or anyone control me. None.
I know that's right. What about your sex life? I mean, how, like, because you have to be honest with people, right?
Yes.
So
it was nerve-wracking. Let's say I don't have a lot. I'm the woman that known to give out the condoms. You know, I have up to like 2024. But in condoms.
I know, girl, look, I took some from you. I'm like, I put them in my son's bathroom. And I was like, listen, because But I was like, I mean, I have none, but my son is a man. And yeah. Let me throw this up in here real quick. Sure the hell do. Oh, my God. I mean, have you found anybody that you chose? Like, how the fuck do you break open that conversation? Like, if you're truly into this person, like, how you break that in?
The first relationship after my husband, it took me, I did it the wrong way. I was scared of losing the person. He was like God sent. Everything a man should be is what he was. And because I was still broken, I was still angry. I forgave, but I held on to the pain. So it got me, and I didn't know then, I know now, by analyzing and dealing with it, that I didn't trust anyone. I didn't trust anyone with my heart. I've always protected myself and protect anyone that came intimate with me. But it took me, to answer your question, it took me 2 years to tell him. All I kept saying was, you do not know
what
clock,
I'm going through.
What clock is striking. And it's so funny, I kept saying it to him, and I said, it's the worst thing that you can ever imagine, that I'm scared of losing you, to tell you. So every time he wants to go unprotected, I'm like, no, I love you too much. I love you too much.
And he never really questioned that. You see, I'd have been the one to be like, why the hell?
He did, though.
Okay. Because I'd have been in your skin, honey.
I was always, you're not ready to handle this.
How did you know that?
You know what it is?
You just said you didn't trust anyone. So then, how you know he wasn't ready if
because of his life, he wasn't. I was the second woman for him. He's never been with another woman before, other from his ex-wife. So it wasn't that he had experience out there. And many conversations with God was, why are you doing this? Why did you send me somebody almost perfect to love me?
But I can't be honest with you.
To treat me so good. And it was the thing that eat me up so bad for 2 years. And one day I just bought a bottle of Grey Goose. And I was just drinking it. I put it to the head. And he came and he's like, are you okay? And I'm crying, eyes red so much. It looks like blood was in my eye. And I said, I can't hold this no more. I held it for 2 years and I can't hold it no more. I have to tell you. And I said, you know what? I love you enough and I respect you enough if you walk away, but I cannot do this no more. And I would understand completely if you break up with me. And I said, 2 years is a very...
So did you not kiss him?
Yeah, we kissed.
Okay.
But I've always protected him. I didn't even buy hard toothbrush. I bought baby toothbrushes.
Just to make sure you wouldn't get sores in your mouth.
I bought the sponges that you use and the thing that you use to... Everything orally I bought to make sure I don't have a cut in my mouth. I don't eat from anyone. I don't drink from anyone. I'm very careful. And he always used to say, so why don't you want to give me head? And I always say, I don't know if I have a cut in my mouth. And he's like, what? He didn't understand because he was so naive about certain things. Mm-hmm. So back to when I was drinking and at the Grey Goose, and I said it to him. I said, remember when I said the clock is ticking and you don't know, you have no idea, you know, you have no idea what clock is striking. He said, yeah, why do you always say that, you know? And I said, I have to tell you something. And then I told him, I said, I'm sick. And he's like, sick what? And I said, I have HIV. And he was like, no, you don't. He said, I'd know if you do.
How would you know? Is he a doctor?
And I said, that's what I said.
Did I miss that part?
I said, you're not a doctor, and it's not written on your face. I'm not having no symptoms.
What?
I was taking care of myself.
There you go.
And he said, how long have you known this? And I said, I think at that time.
I mean, like, what goes through your fucking head when you're fucking people, though? Like, you know, it's just like, do you think they're thinking off that?
No, what goes through my head is that I put my hand there to make sure the condom is still on. Constantly. It became such a problem that the person that I'm intimate with is this guy, the one that I said that I told after 2 years, he was like, relax. It's not coming off. Relax.
So you're still really on edge.
On edged and...
So after all these years, there is never no fucking comfort level with that.
No. But you know what? Because I was still broken and I didn't know, his best friend said, why? And I said, he's better off without me. And he fought hard to save the relationship. But I was determined not to get him sick. So I sabotaged it so bad, it hurt him so bad, that it ended. And it was like, it's not for nothing of him trying to be back with me, propose to me, all of that. But I was so broken. I thought I didn't deserve him. And, you know, we're friends today. And there is things that he wanted to take risk with.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't allow him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Now, when you say you guys are friends today, are you friends or just friends?
We're friends.
Okay.
For years, it kept going on and off, on and off, on and off. And then I said, you will never get someone to be serious with you.
If you keep coming back. Yeah.
Stop coming back to the broken. Let me heal. And to be honest, it's only the past, 4 years I've been healing.
There you go. It's working though. It's doing what it needs to do. Because you know where we come from. You know we say nothing happens before its time.
Yes.
And you know you had to be placed around particular people and things. You know because I can, you know it's just that constant wheel that's just in your head that you know I can just imagine for you like how many things. You know, would go through my fucking mind. You know, I don't even know if my healing would have been healing. Okay. seriously, I may have to be paying lawyers out here. But, you know, just having that openness, you know, with people. And it's so odd because even in these times, we still can't freely speak about this. You know, and I'm gonna be honest, it's with me now working in my craft, that's something that makes me say like, then what's the big difference if that person had gonorrhea or herpes or, because it's not the virus that does the killing, it's the immune system. If your immune system is not able to withstand what you're pumping into your body, they're gonna say it's the virus that kill you, but it ain't the fucking virus. Mm-hmm. It's your immune system that just happened to not be strong enough that day when this little motherfucker decided to creep on in, right? But to know that it attacks, you know, joints, pains, you know, some people may have issues during sex. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some people's libido gets crazy. You know, you're like, how the fuck do I get this wet again? Toot, 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 twang, right? And we don't want to be doing that. Okay, no, we don't want to be, no, okay? But, you know, do you ever feel as if you will ever find that one for you that you can truly be open with and say, I have healed within self, Simone, and I can just be okay with it at this point. Do you ever think you will find someone to just be out, just outright front with you that way?
You mean a second time around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. You're deserving. Why not?
I feel so.
But you got to fix you. You got to come on in and do some healing more. And we ain't fixing. We're going to do some proper healing.
Proper healing, yes.
You know, and for those who don't know, Simone over here is my project, Simone. Okay? Because I am determined. You know, I know I may be crazy for saying this, but that's okay. But I just feel, I know. You know, you know when you have that gut feeling, these things can be fucking reversed. But here in America, it's just a maintenance. So they give you this to do this, but then now it's breaking down your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Something you only got one of.
Yes.
You got to fight your whole urine tract and everything. What? But these medications you're giving me is causing me to have hairline cracks, and now I can't use the bathroom. Now I have discomfort during sex. Like, it's a system. But this is why we're going to bat it back over here, okay? But, you know, I'm happy that you feel that feeling, though, because you're deserving of it, because you didn't make that choice for yourself. But you chose to live. And not only did you choose to live past just taking care of your children, but you lived for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the math here. I can't do the math. I don't know math. Okay? So we ain't calculating. Y'all better not be calculating. But do the math. So I dig it where you could use the whole, I'ma live for my kids, but you wanted to live for you too.
I just started that.
You just that within journey. That's in the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm still in her, listen, y'all.
I just started that.
I be in her ears like, look here, boo, you have to switch this up. I do. I be hitting her with, yo, fix this, yo, switch this, you know. Actually, I don't know, we actually gonna, maybe we could meet up for gym sometime, you know. For real. But I mean, I'm going to dig into you some more, but we're going to take your light for tonight. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we go as your journey, you know, goes in, you know, and as our healing, you know, we ain't going to talk about the healing. We've done it already, because tonight is not about me. It's about you. So we're definitely, you know, I'm definitely grateful for you holding space with that. But before we go, is there anything you would want to tell people who, you know, who don't have it, how to be more cautious? I guess we can never have enough of this sex talk, right? And honey, I'm all about sex and sexuality. But what would you share as a survivor? You know, you're still amongst us, right? And may I add, gorgeous as ever, the exterior, he was right. The exterior doesn't show, y'all, so don't be fooled. But what would you tell my mystics right now? Just share with something, whether you want to say to people who know that they're newly contracted, you know, who just found out, or people who are not sure, people, like, just tell them something good. Just tell them something.
Just be cautious. Be cautious with, you see how you're cautious with your heart sometimes, you're cautious with your money. Cautious with your body, because it's the only thing you have. Be careful, you know, don't judge by the looks of someone, the kindness. You both go get tested. You both go get tested at the same time and not take his or her word. Here go my papers from my doctor. I'm okay. If you're serious about that person, you go get tested together. And as far as those who are just finding out, it's a journey that you just have to dig deep and say, hey, I'm going to make this, no matter what it is. And not everything that comes your way is related to HIV. Sometimes it's just a common thing. A headache is not HIV. A urinary tract is not HIV. Every little thing that people think is related to it is not. You can have all these things and not be positive. But take one day at a time and put in your system things that's benefiting you. Even if you're on medication, drink teas. You know, take time for yourself. Inhale, exhale. Do not get upset all the time. The blame game only ruins you. You know, he or she. You blaming the person that you get it from. And sometimes we don't even know who gave us it. I was fortunate to know who. I'm not even sure if that's a fortunate word, because the one you trust for so many years from 16 years old, you know, it's that's like you wonder to yourself, you know, it's so funny over the years, you know, I thought about my family and I'm like, damn, I can't imagine one of my children coming to me and telling me,
ooh,
Mom, I'm positive. Mm. You know, at the age that I was, you know, I was 23. And I just can't imagine. So with the journey that we're on now, just learn to take care of yourself. Get enough sleep. Your immune system, it needs sleep. It needs water. It needs food. Don't starve yourself. Don't worry about what people say. Oh, I'm fat, or I'm skinny, or I'm this. Live for you. Build your body from inside out. Build your mind. Listen to positive stuff. Don't let the world scare you, you know?
Yo, because seriously, your positivity, though, is just like so unwavering, right? I would have never, if you did not tell me in confidence, let me tell you, I honestly would have had no fucking idea. Girl, your shit just always bounces off. And even when I used to give you shit, you used to be tight a little bit and then we just get right back in. But it just, yo, I don't know. Maybe if I took the time to heal, you know, I would be able to exude that, mm-hmm. You know, because, so I think you may have been doing it a little longer than you thought, because trust me, from the moment I met you, you know, up until the time that we just chose to go a little deeper with each other, I would have never fucking known.
I'm glad you said that, because that's another thing. You might meet someone and you might feel, oh my God, I have a connection.
Mm.
I'm so close to this he or she. I feel I need to tell somebody. This information is not for everyone. Your own family might not be able to
process
the information, and they might not be able to deal with you in the manner that you would want to be dealt with as a human being. You have some people that have no idea about it, and what they do is they scorn you.
Yeah.
And then they go and they tell this person, this person, this person. Yeah. I remember a few years back, I almost lost my job because someone told someone, a family members of mine.
Oh, wow. They will do it.
Yes.
They'll do it to you.
I almost lost my job.
They'll do it for you.
And I'm like, I prayed and I said, you know what? Father, if this is not where you want me to be, then take me from here. Elevate me. And that's always my mentality. And I would like to say that, just always have a positive mentality of like, you know what? I'm going to get through this no matter what. On my low days, my sick days, on my energetic days, I'm going to get through this. You have to mentally be there before you can physically be there. And that's how I look at life. You know, you meet someone, just because you meet someone and you connected to them, the energy is there, the chemistry is there, the sexual attraction is there, that don't mean you should give them that information right away.
Amen.
You have to build with them, and it takes time. Get to know that person. Get to know how does this person react to certain little information. You know, facts. You can say, well, you know what? You know, I know this guy and he has this and his family. Try to give your story in a manner that is someone else. And then you will see how that person
receives react, it.
Yes, to that information. Then you go, oh, wow, a lot. You would never
so
be
So then
able
now
to.
You know you cannot or you can.
I'm going to give you an example. I was dating this guy. I really liked him and he liked me. And, you know, he kissed me and everything. And then he was like, I said, back up. Wait a minute. We were dating for like 6 months. I said, I gave him 6 months of my life of dating him. And, you know, we kissed, you know, and he several times. And I said, you know, I think I need to tell you something before we go any further. Because, you know, I'm really feeling you. I know you're feeling me. The chemistry is there, da, da, da. And I told him, and he was like, I should punch you in your fucking face. I should knock all your teeth out right now. And I said, why would you do that? He said, because you had me kissing you. And I said, you know what? Before you go any further, you need to get on your phone and Google what this is and how you can catch it.
Right.
I said, iGenius, you want to open my mouth to make sure I don't have any cuts or bruises? So, you know, I understand he was angry, you know. So ever since that day,
you had to be honest.
No, I just don't kiss. You know.
That's smart.
I don't kiss.
I'm not a big kisser either, boo.
I mean, and you know what? Yeah.
I'm so funny about people's tongues in my mouth. Girl, let me tell you something, boo.
Yes. Boo. It woke me up, though. It woke me up to the fact that I was a kisser, but I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, girl.
But after that, it really opened me to a different...
People's mouths be doing some things, baby. Yes. I don't want you to put your tongue in my mouth. No, ma'am. No. So,
so because of that happening, I stopped kissing. And, you know, I hear it all the time, like, so why you don't want to kiss, you know? Or, you know, you're not a kisser? I'm like, nope. Before I could even explain or...
I'm just not. Yeah. And you know what? And that's so dope that now in this society, we can actually say we're not kissers and actually get away with it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, let's just... use it to our fucking advantage while we can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, this is just the first of many because I'm going to tap in with you a little more because Mystics, we're definitely going to go on this journey together as we heal Simone, okay? And only I am able to call her Project Simone. Don't y'all do it. Just me, I and I. But give me thanks for holding space. For being as open as you have allowed yourself to be, you know, girl, that made me a little comfortable, and because she started off a little rough, y'all, and she just moved on in, and because we need to hear this. Stay tuned, you know, as she and I go on this quest, okay, backpack journeying with her as we work on healing, you know, because listen. Once I got her down on pat, the universe ain't gonna be ready for me. So baby. Okay. So giving thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. You know, it's humbling. Definitely humbling. So Mystics, peace and light, and we will catch up with you later.